welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. You're listening to Anita of Anita with Travel Bags with Anita. And you're listening to Olivia, who is, we've said the and.
Yes.
Part of Anita and Friends. But you're the, hey, the right-hand lady.
I'm happy to be.
And we are talking about one of our favorite topics today, which is quarter miles. And the whole show is dedicated to that.
It is dedicated to that, to kind of celebrate the fact that we're taking an even deeper dive than we already have and exploring even more stories behind these state quarter designs on a podcast.
That is right. That's right. We love it so much. And we've actually received great feedback that people find it very interesting and creative as a way to look at travel, to take those U.S. Mint state quarters, flip it over on the back, the tail side, and see what designs are there for each state, and look for ways to go and explore that state as a tourist, as a visitor, and check out those things that might be historic, might be iconic, might just be something that really just kind of highlights what you know about that state.
Right. So, and we've found, you know, kind of created itineraries for people who love nature and being outdoors, people who love history, cars, airplanes, space. You know, we've come across quite a few topics.
Well, it just shows you how dynamic it is here in the United States. There's a little bit of something for everyone, so you don't have to go traveling outside of the state.
Yes.
You don't have to go overseas. You can just stay right here in the beautiful USA. Now, we've covered a couple of states already today. We talked about Iowa. We talked about South Dakota. And they all have great opportunities to do things as a tourist based on that quarter. So what state is up next?
Now we're looking at Nebraska, and that state quarter was released in 2006, engraved by Charles Vickers, and the design shows an ox-drawn covered wagon carrying pioneers, and in the background is Chimney Rock, which is a 445-foot natural wonder that rises from the valley of the North Platte River.
Now, that I'm not familiar with. So here comes one that is very interesting to hear more about.
Yes, I think there's also a Chimney Rock in North Carolina. So not to be confused.
Not to be confused. I've heard of that one, but that's what I always associated Chimney Rock with.
Right. And the wagon part of this design kind of highlights Nebraska's location. It's a crisscross of the Oregon and Mormon trails, the Pony Express, the Lewis and Clark Trail, the Texas Ogallala Trail, and the Sydney Deadwood Trail. So a lot of different Western, you know, exploration trails, they all pass through Nebraska.
Right. And, you know, that's what's really interesting about looking at Nebraska, is because there is so much history and so much history that crisscrosses with other states. So when you're out looking at these quarters, don't just stop with one, because you see here in Nebraska, you can also check out some other states, too, where Lewis and Clark Trail and the Pony Express also take place in those states as well.
Yes. And if you want to start with Nebraska, you can start at the Chimney Rock National Historic Site in Bayard. And not only is Chimney Rock kind of a natural wonder, but it also became really important in these explorations. It was described by one pioneer as towering towards the heavens, and it became one of the most recognizable landmarks for those traveling west. So a lot of researchers who spend time writing and researching about this time period in U.S. history, reading through journals of pioneers and people who explored that area, so many of them referenced Chimney Rock. So it really became important to say, oh, okay, I'm on the right track. Here's that big rock everybody's talking about.
Exactly. And people are also very interested in it because of what it's made of. It's composed of volcanic ash, clay, and sandstone.
And that's what makes it so durable. You know, it's stood the test of time.
It definitely has stood the test of time. And it should be there for us to go and take a visit.
Yes. And another thing about it is it kind of has this mystical element to it, because a lot of people who pass by it on those trails would describe it as almost an optical illusion, because anytime they try to get close to it, it just seemed like it was further and further in the distance.
Like it's unapproachable. You're never, ever going to reach it.
So you can at least enjoy it from the Ethel and Christopher J. Abbott Visitor Center. They've got museum exhibits and videos about pioneer life and Western expansion, and also has great views of Chimney Rock. So you don't have to go out there on your own if you don't want to.
You definitely don't. You can definitely just check it out at the Visitor Center. I'm sure they have some tours and some information there to let you know how you can exactly take full advantage of your opportunity to see Chimney Rock. And it's not disappearing.
Right.
I'm moving.
It's real. It's there. It's documented. And if you're interested in learning more about pioneer life, there's a really neat place called Pioneer Village in Minden, Nebraska. It's got 26 buildings on 20 acres, and they hold over 50,000 items on pioneer history. And it's been repeatedly awarded for best pioneer history collection over the past few years.
Four times. That's amazing.
Yes. And the main building shows the development of transportation, lighting, guns, and money as it pertains to Western expansion and pioneer life out there.
And you can also check out Elm Creek Fort, which is an authentically furnished log cabin. So it's a great replica of a general store that you'll find there, too, stocked with bygone items. So again, you can go there and feel as though you're walking back in time.
Yes, and just like we talked about with Iowa and all those schoolhouses that are preserved, you can also visit an authentic rural school building, complete with a desk, books, outhouses, and more. So a lot of these buildings were actually transported to this property. So they are, you know, authentic, and they've been preserved in this little, to create kind of a pioneer village that you can really immerse yourself in. But there's also a China house, which is a collection of china, pottery, cut glass, and keepsakes that people brought along with them when they traveled out west. And one thing that's in there is a sugar bowl that was owned by Abraham Lincoln, and it's glazed with pictures of his mother and grandmother.
Wow, that would be a sight to see.
Yes.
A little something unexpected out there. And then you can also see a church that was built in 1884 with its original pews, pulpit, and organ. So you can definitely check that out, too. The oldest steam-powered merry-go-round in the United States is there. Homes and shops, buildings, you can see there are 20 rooms showing kitchens, living rooms, bedrooms of each generation since 1830. And other rooms include like a music shop, doctor's office, barbershop. It's almost like you can go back in time.
Yeah, and you can really see how they have accumulated over 50,000 items to stock all these different rooms and houses throughout the village. So it definitely sounds like the kind of place you could spend an entire day just exploring.
And you don't want to leave off that you can also see antique farm machinery, tractors, and cars are also on display there as well.
Yes, and of course they have some restaurants there, so you really can spend the whole day. You don't have to worry about finding a place to eat, taking a break for lunch. It's all right there.
I wonder if they serve some food, too, that's kind of back to the times as well, too, of the 1800s.
Right, and I am curious about that general store stocked with, you know, bygone items, so you can kind of see what kind of products were available back then. I don't know if they're just kind of, you know, empty boxes or if they still have some of those.
Something that's hanging around products. Since 1830.
Yeah. Maybe some crackers.
Yeah, some dust in the box at that point. But there's also, too, a Plainsman Museum in Aurora focusing on the history of settlers and their descendants in the Plains region. So that's pretty interesting, too. And you can find some Western memorabilia there.
Yes, it's a smaller museum just focusing on that area. So that's really cool because you can learn about a lot of people whose family have been in that area for a very long time. So it's a really personal museum.
Well, I always love that. I love talking to the descendants of people who are still living on their ancestral land. I just find that always very fascinating. That's where you get your really good stories.
You definitely do. And another place you can visit is the Stuhr Museum of the Prairie Pioneer in Grand Island, another great pioneer exhibit. This one focuses more on pioneer art.
That would be interesting to see that. Absolutely. I really love art. And it's especially seeing art that's period art that kind of focuses on things that are the bygone years.
Yes. And you can imagine the landscape was very inspiring for the creative types.
Oh, absolutely. Probably not like what it looks like today. Now, here's another segment that we've come down to the end of. And today's show is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations. Now, you can check out their website at sapeloislandbeachvacations.com. And there's some old buildings you can find on Sapelo, too. You can find some old things, some ruins of some of the tabby cabins and things from the plantation era. can find those on Sapelo too.
And lots of people who have lived there, their families have lived there for generations.
Exactly. People have lived there for like 10 generations on their ancestral land. And again, it's great to talk with some of them because they can tell you where their great-great-grandfather may have lived and where their great-great-grandmother may have done basket weaving, because you find a lot of that on the island. So very fascinating to go to Sapelo, although it's not in Nebraska.
It's right here in Georgia.
The state we're focusing on is right here in Georgia, just about a four-hour drive from the city. You can be there. So when we come back, we're going to highlight another state, because today is all about quarter miles. So we'll be back in a moment here on Travel Bags with Anita and friends. Back in a moment.